WDAE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New protests over the Trump administration's efforts to eliminate agencies led by Elon Musk and his government efficiency team. Democrats sounding the alarm and calling on the Trump White House to limit Musk's access to Americans' personal data and also say he has a conflict of interest.
The letter from House Democrats urges the Attorney General and the Office of Government Ethics to apply heightened scrutiny to Elon Musk, given his status now as a special government employee. The letter notes Musk's firms have billions of dollars in contracts with the government. The Democrats urge the Justice Department to be sure that federal conflict of interest laws are enforced. One such law bars government employees from taking part in official actions that would affect their own financial interests.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Three hostages are expected to be released tomorrow by Hamas. It's part of the Gaza ceasefire deal. Israel will release another 180 Palestinians. January slowdown, 143,000 jobs added last month. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The Richland Center City Council meeting was held on Tuesday night with several items on the agenda for the Common Council to vote on. The first item on the agenda was a request from RCHS's Youth for Change and the Partners for Prevention Coalition to develop a model ordinance to support tobacco-free parks. The council voted unanimously to direct the city attorney to work on a model ordinance for tobacco-free parks in the city of Richland Center. The council also approved to repeal and replace Chapter 40, fixing the boundaries of the wards and the aldermanic districts of the city and establishing a single reporting unit, combining wards into a single reporting unit, and also approved poll workers for the 2025 elections. Other items approved on the agenda were a landfill monitoring services agreement with MyTech Monitoring Services and submission of a community development investment grant for Wild Honey Collective, LLC, which will be located in the former Gables restaurant building. With the cost of waste management going up, the council approved raising garbage collection fees, which has not been raised since 2014. The council did postpone voting until next month's meeting on the application of Bindle Tire and Auto for a conditional use permit to allow an auto repair garage or facility at 243 East Court Street and voted against the application of Guru Ramdas Shah LLC for a conditional use permit to allow an auto repair garage or facility at 789 Sextonville Road before adjourning and going into closed session. For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks road trip continues. After beating the Hornets in Charlotte, they're now in Atlanta to face the Hawks. In college basketball, the 21st-ranked Wisconsin Badgers take on a rival, the Iowa Hawkeyes in Iowa City. That one starts at noon tomorrow. NFL, Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in New Orleans at the Super Bowl and was asked to describe how he thought the Packers season went overall.
You know, I think the main theme of the season for us was just inconsistent. You know, I felt like it was some really good, and it was some just not consistent enough to be able to be one of those top offenses in the league. But, you know, we were able to generate a lot of explosive plays, and I think when we can keep building and keep honing in on all the details and just being that consistent offense like you see some of these offenses do, where they just go out and put up all these points every week and do the same stuff, I think that's where we need to get to.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly sunny and rather pleasant today, with highs nearing 30. Small chance of snow moves in overnight tonight, but really no accumulations are expected. Tomorrow, though, light snow continues with around an inch of accumulation. Otherwise, it'll be overcast and cloudy with highs at 30. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, a law review, will sit in for me. I'm taking the day off. I'll see you on Monday.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
Freedom! It's Friday, finally. My goodness, everybody. Happy Friday, everyone. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Friday now feels like an accomplishment. I don't know about you, but like I get to Friday and I'm like, okay, we made it. I know it's only been 3 weeks of Trump 2.0, but again, I think we got to celebrate the little things, everybody. I am super excited. I got Corey with me in the booth today. I got my senior producer, Jamie, listening in because it's happening today. Finally, after weeks of anticipation, we are going to debut the Ask Maggie segment where you get to ask me anything you want. Literally anything you want. And basically up to the whim of both Jamie and Corey today, I will either have 30 or 60 seconds to answer. We thought we were going to go with 90. We tried it out the other day, folks, just a little test run. Because, you know, we like to be ready for each of you. And we decided 90 seconds, far too long to let me blather on. I do too much of that unlimited blathering every day. So 30 or 60 seconds to answer your questions. You can start sending those in via text 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. But we prefer it if you email them in. And folks, if you have been trying to email us, I will just say, I'm sorry. We had a little box checked in the email account that shouldn't have been checked. We've sorted that out now. So now you actually can email us your questions at askmaggie@civicmedia.us. askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Jamie's keeping track of those. We got a whole hopper of great questions for you to kick off this fabulous segment today at 3 p.m. And of course, because it is finally Friday, I am joined at 3:30 by the always fabulous Terry Barr for What's Good Local and Overlooked in Wisconsin. And I've got another special guest joining me before the end of this half hour. She's a Milwaukee County Board Supervisor, and she's doing something about texting and driving. Do you have a teenage kid? Are you freaked out that they've got their learner's permit, especially because they tend to, text while they drive? Do you text and drive? Do you want to break this habit? Was that one of your New Year's resolutions? This Milwaukee County Board Supervisor has got a solution. You're going to want to check that out. She's going to join me before the end of this half hour. But as I have been now wont to do, I have begun each show most recently with a few quick things. I'm doing this because it seems like there are always a lot of things that are happening. So today, here are my few quick things. Let's jump right in. First of all, Children's Wisconsin, a hospital that treated me when I had meningitis and nearly died when I was a kid, a crown jewel in Wisconsin, something that every parent that's had a kid that has struggled with serious illness or disease here in southeastern Wisconsin and across the state. We absolutely adore Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. They announced today that they are pausing children's transgender care, a blow, I know, to families and children who have desperately been seeking this care, who are afraid that it is now going to evaporate, and indeed that happening right before our eyes here in Wisconsin. Secondly, on the plus side of the ledger today, Megan Wolf, SCOWE, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, declaring Megan Wolf, the executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission, she's going to stay in her job. Yes, Wisconsin Supreme Court handing down that decision today. Of course, I am your lady lawyer and economist here on these airwaves. I'm going to break that decision down for you. I'm going to do a deep dive sometime next week, still sorting out the schedule as we got a bunch of cool things cooking for you next week here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Thing number three, this is also on the plus side of the ledger, I shall say, Sterling Sharp. Everybody who loves the Packers knows about Sterling Sharp. He's a good-looking feller, isn't he? Sterling Sharp, he is making the NFL Hall of Fame. He had a short but pretty spectacular career. I was really excited to see that news. Again, with the ramp-up to the Super Bowl this Sunday, some fun Packers news. On the negative side of the ledger, thing number four this afternoon, hundreds of dead birds are found along the shores of Lake Michigan. This has caused the Milwaukee County Zoo to close its aviary. They are trying to protect their bird species at the Milwaukee County Zoo. I mention this not just because of the tragedy, not just because it's like, hey, how are those egg prices doing? Real good. Okay. Not just because of those things, but because I wanted to emphasize how much I absolutely love the Milwaukee County Zoo. I'm a zoo pass holder every year. I love going there just to have lunch, hang out, take a nice little walk. But one of my favorite all-time exhibits at the Milwaukee County Zoo is the aviary. I don't know why, everybody, but especially if there aren't a lot of people in there, if I go, you know, on a weekday afternoon when I'm not here with you, I can just hang out in the aviary and it brings me almost like instant peacefulness. You listen to the birds flying around. They've got butterflies in there. It's just so amazing. Some incredibly exotic bird species. It's just really a beautiful, restful, peaceful place. So a little sad to see that closing, at least temporarily now, as the zoo here in Milwaukee County tries to protect its bird species from the bird flu. Thing number five, this one, again, I will be talking about more next week because, whoa, apparently a secret United Kingdom order has demanded that Apple allow access to all Apple customer cloud content worldwide. We're talking about the end-to-end encrypted stuff. Yeah, they're demanding access to that. All of it, not just for British citizens, not just data that is housed or somehow sitused out of Britain. No, no, no. All of it. Worldwide. And I ask you, does this seem like a good idea? I mean, we got Elon Musk mucking about the trillion-dollar payment systems here in the United States government, accessing all of our government employees' sensitive information, you know, running one of the world's foremost communication platforms. He's the richest guy in the world. He's building penis rockets to the moon. We use his satellites. He's got $15 billion in government contracts. You think you, oh, and Kash Patel is going to be the FBI director. You think it's a good idea for governments to be able to seize basically all of our data and use it for, I don't know, presumably just very benign purposes? That one's got me pretty tuned up. I'm going to put that in the negative column here, folks. That is thing number five. And thing number six, the JFK files are supposed to come out today. Does anyone think is there going to be some big reveal? Lee Harvey Oswald actually was acting under the direction of a foreign government or the CIA. It was a big conspiracy. I don't know. But the JFK files are dropping. At least they're supposed to drop. This was one of Trump's executive orders. The RFK files, MLK coming, I think, in 30 days. We'll see if it actually happens. Pretty fascinating. I've also heard there's been some leaks, people claiming that it's mostly tax records, which I find very governmental, if you know what I'm saying. Like, oh, yawn. And we all thought it was going to be some big whodunit. Turns out it's You know, your 1099 and such. Anyways, those are my six quick things kicking us off on this Friday afternoon. Folks, if you want to join this great conversation, you can do so by calling or texting 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I also want to share with you, we are pretty pumped, very pumped here. We just booked Congressional Representative for the great state of Wisconsin, Mark Pocan, is going to join this show, The Maggie Dawn Show, next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday at 3:30. Now, that's usually when we do the Over the Hump and Trump segment, take a little pause for politics. Nope, this coming Wednesday, we're going to dive right into all of the political. Why is it so important to talk with Representative Pocan? Well, he is the congressman that introduced, along with some of his colleagues, a bill called the Elon Act, which basically is the Democrats' endeavor to, I don't know, stop an unelected foreign-born billionaire that's never been nominated or confirmed from basically usurping all of Congress's powers and doing God knows what in our country's most sensitive systems. Yeah, so the Elon Act, I cannot wait to talk with Congressman Pocan about that. Now, when we come back after our very next break, which is a brief one, you're not going to want to go anywhere. We're going to be bringing out this Milwaukee County supervisor who's going to tell us how you can help keep your teenage, just got their learner permit kids from texting while driving, the thing that is a menace for everyone on the road. Don't you just hate it? It's now a thing where you're sitting at the red lights, right? And the light turns green, and you're trying to find your patient place, and you're waiting, and you know what they're doing, because you can see their head is down in front. They're texting, and they're not looking up. That is the least of our problems with the texting and driving. Again, we got a Milwaukee County Board supervisor coming on to tell you all about it. I also am really excited to share with you that I'm going to be talking about some women's basketball a little later this show. UCLA women's basketball is undefeated this season. And by the way, how the heck did UCLA end up in the Big Ten? Is that a little bit of a head scratcher for you two? We're going to talk about a little bit of women's collegiate basketball hoops action. And there might be a little story about my old husband athletic days, you know, filtered in there somewhere. So we got a great show planned for you. You're going to want to keep it locked all afternoon. My name is Maggie Dawn, your friendly lawyer lady, your friendly economist right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where you can catch me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Now, if watching is more your jam, don't worry. Civic Media has got you covered. We got our own YouTube channel. Just put in the little search bubble, Civic Media. You'll pop up. You can watch me there, or you can watch me on Instagram, the Twit, and what's the other one? Oh, yes, the Book of Faces. Just look for at Maggie Dawn Show. You can watch us there and comment. Again, we've got Supervisor Sky Capriolo joining us about how to stop the texting and driving problem after these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson, the Green Bay woman, shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here for Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I wanted to give a little love to one of our texters. You can join us via text if you would like to, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Brian from Milwaukee giving me another quick thing that I start every show now with. Apparently, Trump signed the, quote, anti-Christianity bias executive order yesterday. And Brian's wondering, does it protect against all kinds of biases, against all religions, or just Christianity? Brian gives a shout out and says, let's coexist. Thank you for that, Brian. Pat from Watertown, we see your question. I think Jamie's going to add it to our hopper. And Cam from Appleton, I see you. Thanks for the shout out. Sherry from Horicon, who's eating a delicious frittata this afternoon. Join this conversation, everybody. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. It is now my most sincere pleasure to bring on Milwaukee County Board Supervisor Sky Capriola. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Sky. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
So tell us what you have been up to help people stop texting and driving.
Well, I have started a campaign where I am handing out free car cell phone holders. They look a little bit like a uterus
like a spaceship.
Drawing.
A uterus drawing or a spaceship. Yes. Yeah. Oh, let's go with the uterus. It looks like a uterus. It's very cool.
Anatomical drawing.
Yes.
Anyway, last year, I just started in this position, obviously in April, and I quickly found that around every corner is a very worthy cause that needs attention.
Yes.
And so I decided I had to focus on something, maybe three or four of them. And one of them is reckless driving. I have lived in the Milwaukee area. It'll be 3 years in April, and my family has been hit three times in that time span. We've totaled one car, we've had to replace the side of another car. So it's obviously something that we all are affected by. And I had this leftover budget and because I don't know, you know, I'm new to this, so I wasn't sure what to even spend.
You haven't quite figured out how to spend all of your personal elected official account dollars. Yes.
Yes. So I thought, boy, I wonder if I could use this money to buy car cell phone holders and give them away. So I went to our corp counsel. I went to our ethics offices and they both said yes. They gave me the green light. And so I went to the Brewers and I went to Harley Davidson because they're both in my district. And the Brewers gave me another $1,000 to spend.
Wonderful.
And Harley said that I could host a drive-thru event at their headquarters. So we planned it all with my awesome LA Zach, my legislative assistant. We planned it all for a couple weeks ago. We had great publicity. I had great support from the county and the city. Did not get the amount of drivers coming through that I wanted. So I still have several hundred to give away. So it's in my, this is what I'm going to do over this spring and summer until I get rid of all 800 of them.
How can people get in touch with you, Sky, if they would like a, and it's, where does it get installed? Does it get installed on the steering wheel itself? And then you, it holds the phone there. Is that correct?
No. So it clips onto an air vent. So there's, I don't know how easily you can see, but there's a little tooth here. You clip it onto the air vent, you let it go, and then it's on there securely. And I wrote the instructions on how to do it because I'm not a technical person. So I thought if I can write the instructions how I would want to read them.
I love that.
Yes. So if people are interested,
yes,
they definitely can get in touch with me via my county email for sure. You can also follow me on Facebook with it's Milwaukee County Supervisor Sky Z Capriolo and message me there.
And what is your county email? So that, and we'll put it in the show notes for today as well.
Sure. County email is sky.capriolo@milwaukeecountywi.gov. Do you miss having that long email address?
I do not, Sky. I was just going to say, I remember having to explain to people my email back when I was corp counsel at Milwaukee County, and people telling me that has to be the longest email suffix that they had ever heard. Indeed. So, folks, if you want to get one of these cell phone holders for your car for free from Milwaukee County Board Supervisor Sky Capriolo, you can email her at sky.capriolo, that's C-A-P-R-I-R-I-O-L-O, at MilwaukeeCountyWI.gov. That is MilwaukeeCountyWI.gov. It's a mouthful, but you can check it out there and get hooked up with one of those. Sky, First of all, it is incredibly humbling to hear you say that you thought about coming up with three or four things to try to focus on. It is the one bit of advice that if an elected official is kind enough and generous enough to ask me as they enter their time as an elected official, I always tell people, hey, know what your three or four things are that you want to focus on. Because as you said, Supervisor, there is literally an infinite number of worthy causes and issues, and it can be really overwhelming, especially when you work at the local level, because you're going to hear from your constituents, you're going to hear from community groups. They all have worthy causes. How did you decide what your three things are?
I'll tell you that, so I didn't have an opponent, so I was really able to kind of dive in January last year and start meeting people, and I said no to no one. Like, I went and did everything people asked me for. So I was very much overwhelmed for the first 6 months. But there are certain things that would always catch my attention. One of the things I really still want to do is start a volunteerism program with the county so that people can, you know, maybe it starts with the parks. People can volunteer 15 hours. I was calling it Pledge 15 because it's District 15, but it would be anyone in the county. Donate 15 hours a year to county parks, and then we'll find businesses that will give incentives. So that's one of the things that I just felt like I'm new to the area and I stepped up to take this role. And if I can do that as a brand new person, I know other people can spend 15 hours doing something they would enjoy for the county. So,
especially the parks. I mean, the crown jewel, every Milwaukee County resident that I know is so very proud of our parks. So you're focusing on reckless driving, the park system. Mm-hmm. And what's your third system? We got just about 30 seconds left.
Washington Park needs a new pool. So we want to go big. We want to do like an aquatic center that will bring people into Washington Park. So that's several years though. That's going to be a big ask.
Well, keep going. I love your three things, Supervisor Capriolo. And listen, I'll say it right here, right now. I pledge 15 to the Milwaukee County Park System. I'd be happy to be one of your first volunteers. Please hit me up when that time comes. Folks, when we get back, I'm going to tell you about two things that have got my brain hurting today. I just can't make it make sense. That's coming up next right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked. Sweet dreams are made.
News from the center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Headlines about tariffs and trade wars continue to cause some volatility in today's marketplace, even though the situation is still fluid. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Friday. And when it comes to how consumers are impacted by potential tariffs and potential trade wars, all we can do is speculate. At this week's Potato and Vegetable Growers Conference in Stevens Point, I caught up with Blair Richardson. He leads Potatoes USA. That's the group that builds potato demand both here at home and overseas. I asked Blair what a tariff on Canada would do to prices for potatoes or potato products.
A tariff on potatoes or frozen fries, for example, we import a lot of our frozen potato products from Canada and Europe. If there's a 25% tariff on that, prices will go up by 25 or 30% to cover the cost of those tariffs.
Well, if we think here in Wisconsin, McCain Foods is one of the largest frozen potato processors, and they're based out of Canada.
That's correct. So, of course, they wouldn't have to pay those tariffs on the potatoes they're processing here in the United States. It'd only be the ones they bring in from Canada.
Blair Richardson shedding what light he can on the tariff situation. He's the president and CEO of Potatoes USA. We'll talk more farm news next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Come on along. We're headed to the Canadian Rockies. I'm Pam Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th. We'll begin at Calgary's Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Off to Vancouver for award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery. Then we ferry to Vancouver Island to visit a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show.
This week in agribusiness news, Wisconsin has awarded the second round of grants to complete the Agricultural Road Improvement Program. $100 million is going to 55 projects statewide to upgrade local roads that transport agricultural products. You can see if it's a project near you by looking at the list of recipients. You can find that at MidwestFarmReport.com. In other news, we've got just under a month remaining until the renowned United States Championship Cheese Contest. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association is excited to welcome dairy businesses from 31 states who submitted more than 2,400 entries. We've got the details at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny and rather pleasant today, with highs nearing 30. Small chance of snow moves in overnight tonight, but really no accumulations are expected. Tomorrow, though, light snow continues with around an inch of accumulation. Otherwise, it'll be overcast and cloudy with highs at 30. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
me begin. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Before the end of this half hour, I'll get to a little bit of college sports. You can jump around with me then. But to kick off this next segment, I have had the darndest time today with a couple of images, like making the things work together in my head. It's a brainy no worky moment for me. I'm wondering if you all are having these moments of cognitive dissonance as well. And I wanted to share them with you because I'm disgusted. I'm confused. Again, brainy no worky for me. And usually I like to hope that my brainy works pretty good, but not today so much. Here's image one that I cannot make freaking work. I talked about this yesterday. It was one of my quick things at the top of yesterday's show. But you may have heard that Roger Goodell announced that, they're going to get rid of that whole end racism thing for the Super Bowl. They're going to go with, something about love, right? Like love everybody. I don't know what it is, but something about love. Nothing wrong with love. I love love as much as the next guy does. But they're scrubbing the end racism bit. And it occurs to me, coincidentally, I'm sure they have nothing to do with one another. Donald Trump has announced that he is going to attend the Super Bowl. Nothing like, taking away from the sporting event and the athletes that work their whole lives to get to that very moment by attending, but whatever. Donald Trump attending the Super Bowl, Roger Goodell scrubbing end racism in favor of, I think it's choose love is the new tagline. Yeah, so you got that. You got Trump. And oh, yeah, by the way, didn't Trump once tell Colin Kaepernick to get off the field and that the guy should never play football again? Why? Because he took a knee to protest the killing of unarmed black people at the hands of police. But Trump's also a free speech advocate. I mean, like, I can't make it work, people. I cannot make it work. It's making my brain hurt today. I just think that this is not, this is just, every day there's some ridiculous, absurd inconsistency. And I just want to say this about inconsistencies. The inconsistencies, the fact that you cannot make it work, that the things just do not go together, it is not just rank hypocrisy without excuse, without fig leaf. It's not just rank hypocrisy. It's pointing you to this idea that all of this, all of these things that Donald Trump and the MAGAs tell you they believe in is all a bunch of hooey. All of those issues, all of those beliefs, all of their positions are entirely transactional these days. It doesn't tie back to any fundamental core value because they'll trash those values in the next breath if it suits whom? Well, I used to say just the big orange Cheeto, but now it's apparently if it serves the tech bros like Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord, or the Cheeto. So that's what these inconsistencies, this is when my brain tells me that something just isn't working and it's making my head hurt. It's often because of this very thing. So free speech for some, it's not free speech for everybody. They're not free speech advocates. It's free speech for me, not for you. Rules for thee and not rules for me. This is the party of MAGA and Donald Trump. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense. None of it makes any sense. Which brings me to image number two, which is, frankly, perhaps more offensive than the problem I have with that first collection of images. And it came to me today as I had to listen to Speaker Mike Johnson. But doesn't he have the most whiny little snivelly voice? Ugh. Had to listen to Speaker Mike Johnson talk about the incredible partnership between the Republican Party and Israel. Of course, he doesn't really mean the state of Israel. He doesn't mean the people of Israel. He doesn't mean Jewish people. He means the intimate relationship between the MAGA cult and Bibi Netanyahu. Lest we forget that the leader of a nation does not, at times, encompass the interests, beliefs, or values of every citizen or resident of that nation. We're certainly experiencing a little bit of that today, right here in the United States. But he went on and on about this, these deep ties, this close partnership. And I couldn't make it work because, of course, you had Trump, you know, flying off at the mouth with Netanyahu a couple days ago at the White House. Yeah, we'll just take over Gaza. And then the White House was like, no, he didn't really mean that. And then today they're like, no, he does really mean that. And Netanyahu's like, that's great. Take it off my hands. You know, a little ethnic cleansing at home for Donald Trump, a little ethnic cleansing abroad. So Mike Johnson, Bibi Netanyahu, Donald Trump, yes, were supposedly some great partners with Israel. No. Because how do we know this? We know this because Donald Trump himself, after watching neo-Nazis commit heinous acts of violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, told us, of course, there are very good people on both sides. Lest we forget, let's listen to what he said way back then. Cut 22.
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue.
I'm sorry, that is a great friend to Jewish people? So, yeah, Mike Johnson, Bibi Netanyahu, Donald Trump, very fine people on both sides. Oh, yeah, and then our billionaire overlord, Elon Musk, putting up the Nazi salute, not once, but twice, and lest we miss the point or his clear knowledge of what that represents. Days later, he was speaking to a neo-Nazi far-right German political party, the AfD. So make it make sense. Make my head not hurt. I cannot put the square peg in the round hole. If you can, give me a call, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. My good conservative friend Gary from Sussex, welcome to the show, sir. Help me make it not make my head hurt.
Well, I don't know if I can make your head not hurt anymore unless you take some aspirin or something.
But, fair enough, my friend.
This is what I think, and I listen to the guys on the radio all the time this morning, and everybody's whining about Donald Trump. This is what I think you guys should do.
Okay, just hit me.
Let it go. I'm just telling you, let it all go.
Let which part? The ethnic cleansing part? The racism
everything.
Part? The
no,
like
just,
rapey parts? The like the criminality everything. Parts? The billionaire overlord parts? All of it. We're just supposed to wash our hands of our duties as American citizens? Okay, but flesh it out for me. Then what happens?
Just let it all go, and stop. Just don't get me wrong here. I like listening to you. I love listening to you, and I'm doing this
Thank
with
you,
respect.
Gary.
So I'm not trying to be a smart rear end here, but just let it go. And if he fails, then in 4 years from now, then just do whatever you guys want to do. But if you keep bucking him on it, like you always say, you know, together we'll
do
support,
better.
We'll do better. And divided, we're going to fall. Okay, so take that advice. And as far as Donald Trump is, when he went out there,
Gary, can I just before you get to the next point, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Would you feel comfortable with that position? Let's just forget our politics for a second. Would you feel comfortable with that position if you or a child of yours was transgender?
Well, as far as I'm glad that I don't, I do have biracial grandchildren, which is cool. I love.
Wait. Why are you glad that neither you nor any of your kids or grandchildren are transgender?
Because I would have a really, really hard time with it.
Hang on, Gary. Work with me here.
Okay.
Setting aside your beliefs about being transgender, and you also spoke about having kids that may have had a black or a brown parent, right? But let's sit here for a second. Like, forget your personal beliefs about transgender people. Why would you not want to be trans yourself? Do you think it might be because trans people are under threat? Did you maybe mention in your language your biracial kids because Donald Trump says racist things that black people and brown people and people that aren't white and people that aren't cisgendered and straight are under active threat? Might that be a reason that doing nothing and just letting it happen might be just fine for someone in your position, but a grave danger to people who don't look like you?
I believe that everybody in this country should be protected, whether you're white, black, transgender, gay, or whatever. I think that we all have a right. As far as some of this stuff that's going on with the transgenders in sports and stuff like that, I was so happy that
Gary, stick with me. We're not talking about transgender athletes. That's a topic for a different day. But what you just said, Gary, is incredibly important. You said that everyone in this country, no matter who you are, trans, straight, hetero, black, white, female, male, whatever it is, we deserve to be safe. But you began this call by telling me basically, and I you are a respectful guy. I don't mean this in a glib way, to kind of chill out and just let it happen. But if everyone deserves to be safe, Gary, and I agree with you, that does not permit me, and I think other people like you, Gary, who are people of good faith, to do nothing and to just let it happen. Because people are unsafe today, and they are more unsafe because of the words and actions of Donald Trump. Do you think that Donald Trump has made transgender black and brown people and women more or less safe in the 3 weeks that he's been our president?
I don't think that he's picking on any ethnic or transgender people. I think that he's trying to get DEI.
But that wasn't my question. I didn't ask you about his intent, Gary. I'm asking you about his impact. In the 3 weeks that Donald Trump has been president, are your language here, biracial grandkids safer now than they were the day he took office?
Yeah, I don't see any difference. Maybe I live in Sussex. I don't see a lot of stuff, but I do work in Milwaukee. I'm in Milwaukee right now working on a job, and I'm standing outside with my toolbox, freezing outside, talking to you maybe.
First of all, Gary, let me talk,
and I don't want them to think I'm a liberal.
Let me just say this, Gary. First of all, I thank you and I love you for standing outside. It is windy and cold today, so thank you for doing that.
And I'm in my shorts without a coat. Maggie, you're a true
Wisconsinite, Gary. I just want to say this, Gary. I don't believe that your grandkids are safer today than the day that Donald Trump took office.
They are.
I don't believe that transgender. If you ask other black folks, right, it's my opinion. And the reason that I can't sit idly by and just let it happen is because I have a good faith, true belief that transgender people, women, and your grandkids, Gary, are under threat. I really appreciate you calling me, friend. Keep listening. Keep calling. We're going to come back on the other side.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's four presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has five electoral votes, and Maine, which has four, one electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with two congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. Join this great conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Just want to, again, say thank you to Gary from Sussex for engaging in a conversation. A difficult one, one where we don't agree, but it is the conversation and trying to talk to people in good faith that I think can help us move forward as folks that disagree, but as a country together. Want to give some love to the folks on the text line. Sue from Franklin, thanks so much for texting in. Sue points this out. Remember, oh, by the way, if you're just joining us, Gary's point to me, Gary's a conservative, said to me, why don't you just let it go? Let Trump do what he's going to do for 4 years. My point to Gary was, well, because people are being actively harmed. Folks' safety is under threat, an active everyday threat. So here's what Sue from Franklin said. Hey, remember all the people in Michigan that didn't vote for Biden or Kamala to, quote, send a message, or all the protesters at the college campus? How's it working out now? It's a fair point, Sue. Thanks for that. Austin from the 920, living in the 303. Hey, Austin in Denver. Austin says this, Gary's thought on just let it go is how you allow authoritarianism and a coup to take over. We need to stand together to ensure we are protecting all humans, like Gary said he believed in. As I like to say, Austin continues, why make life more difficult for someone else when we are all in the same dumpster fire called life? Right on, Austin. I feel you, brother. Steve from Milwaukee points out that Pam Bondi wants to make fighting racism a crime. Yeah, this is the problem. Demonizing folks that are trying to stand up for diversity, equity, and inclusion because somehow, like, the white man is getting put down. I mean, give me a stinking break. Jordan from Madison, I think Jordan gets the A-plus for the day. Jordan from Madison says this. To the, quote, fix it when it's your turn crowd, how does that square with the intransigence of the congressional GOP over the years since the last Bush administration? They completely refused time and time again to do anything. They blocked everything if it came from Joe Biden or Obama, unless it aligned exactly with their stated position. Bravo, Jordan. again, seems to me that there are rules for me and rules for thee. And that is what I hear from conservatives over and over and over again. Matt from Richland Center says this: Gary can't just say, I don't see any problems in Sussex. That's not okay. What about people who can't wait 4 years? Matt, totally agree with you. Brian from Milwaukee says this: I never wanted or chose to be gay. It took me years to accept it myself, let alone for my folks to accept it, my parents to accept it. Brian from Milwaukee continues, I am scared for my life. And I'm scared for my life along with all LGBTQIA folks, women, and people of color. Thanks so much, Brian, for sharing. I appreciate you. Brian also giving a shout out to Civic Media for covering topics like this. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. One of my favorite listeners and callers is on the line now. Mark from Prairie du Sac, your turn, sir.
Thanks so much. I tried to work out the percentage of that. Apparently, there's 15 girls or that people that are transsexual participating in women's sports. I think it's just it's like a 30,000th of or 40,000th of a percent of them participating in these sports. Most of these women will never face a transsexual woman in playing sports. So why who Trump is protecting in this is just baffling to me. I mean, it is just, you know. And what about a woman who is you know, truly intersex, where she is born with the genitalia of a female, yet has some of the internal equipment of a man, and yep. Denying that person the medications to alleviate the problems that she will face in later life. I mean, I was exposed.
It's cruel. Sorry to cut you off, Mark. We're coming up on time here. Yeah, the NCAA commissioner of sports was testifying before Congress, was asked how many transgendered athletes playing across the entirety of the NCAA. Answer, less than 10. It's basically not even a measurable percentage. Now, that's stopping. And I'm going to make this point. Transgender athletes, it absolutely depends on what level of competition we're talking about. It is a complicated issue. But having a complicated and nuanced discussion about transgender athletes is not the same conversation as talking about transgender healthcare and an individual's right to choose healthcare for themselves, a parent's right to choose healthcare for their children. Again, freedom for me, but not for thee. Rules for me and not for thee. It is total hypocrisy, rank hypocrisy, up and down the GOP. That is what we've got today. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour, it is the brand new segment, Ask Maggie. I've got to answer your questions in either 30 or 60 seconds or less, up to my good friends, Jamie and Corey, who are helping me out today here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm going to have to, I don't know, take some deep cleansing breaths. I don't think I've even answered the question, what's your name, in less than 30 seconds, as pointed out by my good friend, Tony Zimmerman. Thanks, Tony. We see you. Steve from Milwaukee, I see your tweets, as your texts as well. He's pointing out some of the incredibly terrible things that some of Donald Trump's appointees have said, including this from Darren J. Beatty. He said this, quote, competent white men must be in charge if you want things to work. So I say to you, Gary in Sussex, how does that square with your biracial, your language, grandkids? Apparently, they don't get to make things work. We come back, Ask Maggie, the very first premiere episode of Ask Maggie, coming up next, right here on the Civic Media Radio.
News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the Super Bowl, see who won, who lost, and what the commercials were, the news headlines, and more. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the NCASH bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the White House, President Trump holding talks with Japan's prime minister today, both announcing Japan's Nippon Steel will not pursue a bid to buy U.S. steel, instead making an investment in the U.S. company. Here's ABC's Selena Wang.
They had reached a deal on Nippon Steel making a big investment in U.S. steel, but not acquiring it. So this is a big deal. Remember that President Biden, when he was still in office, he had blocked that $14 billion takeover of U.S. steel by the Japanese steel company. But Donald Trump of the campaign trail, he had also vowed to block that deal.
The Trump administration moving to lay off the majority of staff from USAID. The agency provides billions in aid and medical assistance to developing countries. Out of the 14,000-person staff, some 300 will remain. 2 months of strong job growth giving way to a January slowdown. 143,000 jobs added in January, fewer than projections. This is ABC News.
Your news.